This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Melissa Melchin. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said Saturday, "We literally have no time to waste," as he introduced the team that will advance his climate change and energy agenda. Biden said the country needs a unified national response to climate change, just as it does for COVID-19. He called climate change a national emergency. First to be introduced was Democratic Congresswoman Deb Haaland, who would be the first Native American to lead the Interior Department. Next was Jennifer Granholm as head of the Department of Energy. She was governor of Michigan during the Great Recession when the U.S. auto industry nearly collapsed. Gina McCarthy, President Barack Obama's Environmental Protection Agency administrator, will fill the newly created position of National Climate Advisor. North Carolina's top environmental regulator, Michael Regan, has been nominated to serve as Biden's Environmental Protection Agency Administrator. Environmental lawyer Brenda Mallory will chair the Council on Environmental Quality. And climate expert and Biden advisor Ali Zaidi, who came to the U.S. as a child with his family from Pakistan, will serve as Deputy National Climate Advisor. With Democrats clinging to a slim majority in the House of Representatives and control of the Senate still undecided, the Biden administration may achieve little success in Congress, which would potentially force it to depend on rule changes at regulatory agencies headed by these nominees. If confirmed by the Republican majority Senate, Haaland would be the first Native American to hold a U.S. cabinet position. Regan would be the first black man to lead the EPA, and Mallory would be the first African-American to head the White House Council on Environmental Quality. You can follow this story and all the stories we're covering at our website. It's voanews.com. We also have an app you can download to your mobile device. This is VOA News. The Army general in charge of getting COVID-19 vaccines to the United States is apologizing for what he calls a miscommunication with states over the number of doses delivered in the early stages of the rollout. Just like Pfizer's vaccine, Moderna shots are expected to start right away. General Gustav Perna says between the two, there will be 7.9 million doses delivered next week to hospitals, doctor's offices, and pharmacies. He said they remain on track to allocate around 20 million doses of vaccine to all jurisdictions by the end of December. He said distribution of those doses would extend into the first week of January. General Perna is also apologizing for states not getting the number of doses they thought they would at the start of the rollout. British scientists were scrambling Saturday to work out whether a mutant strain of the coronavirus, which has been spreading rapidly in England this month, may be resistant to the crop of newly developed vaccines. The strain was first identified on December 13th in the county of Kent in southern England, and initial analysis by government scientists suggested it's growing faster than the existing viruses. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson held an unscheduled meeting of ministers on Friday amid mounting alarm about the threat posed by the mutant strain. Johnson said at a press conference Saturday, "There's no evidence so far to suggest vaccines will be any less effective against the new strain," but he added that, quote, "there is still much we don't know." Johnson said the new strain is up to 70% more transmissible than prior strains. The death toll from a suicide bombing in Somalia has risen to 16 after a number of people hurt in the blast succumbed to their injuries overnight. That's according to a security source who spoke to the French news agency on Saturday. Initially, six people, including three senior military officials, were killed on Friday when a suicide bomber attacked a stadium in the Somali city of Galkayo ahead of the planned arrival of the country's prime minister. The Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack, which took place as a crowd waited for the arrival of Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roble. The stadium is located in the south of Galkayo, that's 600 kilometers north of the capital, Mogadishu. Roble was reported to be safe, having not yet arrived at the stadium. UNICEF has struck a rare agreement with the Taliban in war-ravaged Afghanistan to establish thousands of informal schools in areas controlled by the Islamist insurgent group. The program will reach up to 140,000 Afghan boys and girls, where an estimated 3.7 million children are out of school. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.